Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, good afternoon. This is Rated G Radio, and I'm your host, Garrett Miller. We're coming to you live from Brisbane, Australia. It's 85 degrees Fahrenheit for those back in the States. It's noontime, so if you are ready to sit down and have a bite of lunch, now is the perfect time to do it, and no one better to do it with than my very special guest star tonight. Mary Lou Monroe Ray is joining us live from Bris Vegas.
Garrett Miller.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. You're having quite the warm weather today.
We had very warm weather yesterday. We had a huge storm last night. Not a lot of rain, but lots of activity in the skies, big clouds and huge forks of lightning. So
well, it looks like you're going to have rain tomorrow.
I think so. It's very lovely today, though. The blue skies.
It looks
quite
charming.
It just fills up an energy. There's lots of... Yeah? Oh, you're looking.
I'm doing some research. Well, and I'm also checking out all kinds of things. Like this week in music in Brisbane, you have the Music of Swing. And if you go to it's a free event at the Clem Jones City Hall Concerts on Tuesday, you can enjoy a program of contemporary swing and jazz music. That's tonight in Brisbane.
Yeah. There's always lots of things happening in Brisbane. It's good to have the live venues. We need a lot more music. People love getting together. It just builds such an atmosphere here. And when they had Expo in 1988, it really created such a wonderful space for communities to get together, for parents and their children to get out, for, you know, people to bring out their talents, their art, their culture. It was a fantastic thing, and it's carried on, and they've designed Brisbane since that time to keep that momentum up and to keep you know, the culture of the city up, because it's very much about art and music. Probably a quieter town, well, city, I should say, compared to Melbourne and Sydney. So it's very family-oriented as well, which is nice. So,
well, since I'm pretending to be in Brisbane with you this afternoon eating a nice lunch, I'm going to ask you, number one, what are we eating for lunch today? And then kind of give me a guided tour of Brisbane and what really cool stuff there is to do. We're going to talk all about you this hour, but I really just would love to hear your take as somebody who's guiding me around your lovely city.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Let me see, for lunch. Okay, well, I live probably about 20 minutes out of the city.
Okay.
So the city is very metropolitan and very busy if you like that sort of lifestyle. There's great restaurants. As a matter of fact, a lovely friend of mine, Catherine, took me to a high tea in Edward Street, and it was very nice. We had a big window and you could look out on the street and see people passing by. And the food was lovely and there were different teas that you could actually sample if you're into that sort of thing. There's lots of vegan and a lot of ethnic sort of places where you have kebabs, and they're all over Brisbane, really. West End probably would be very much vegetarian, vegan style, all different, like Greek and Italian. It's quite a cocktail. But there's a lot of festivals and bohemian type lifestyle. If you like sort of that down to earth, very natural sort of food, good healthy foods, superfoods, things like that. If you want gluten-free or yeah, some of the raw foods. That's the places you would go in that area. Springwood, which is further out, they tend to have a lot of Thai and Chinese restaurants. But it's Brisbane's quite a big place. When Lord Brisbane designed it, I think he had it intended to be a smaller city. And there's always roadworks going on because it is expanding so big. A lot of families are coming from Sydney to Brisbane, and it just keeps getting wider and wider. So, but most
how big of a city is Brisbane?
Pardon me?
How big of a city is Brisbane?
Oh, gee, you got me there, Garrett. I haven't looked at the latest statistics, but, well.
Probably like half a million,
you know,
a million?
Yeah, maybe between half a million and a million, and then somebody will ring up and tell me how wrong I am. But that's
okay.
Oh, my
gosh.
Because I don't really go around counting people. But
well, I'd hope not. You've got other things to do.
It does go right out. Yes, that's right. That's right. And I don't leave home that often. I do.
Yeah, there you go.
But if I go anywhere, I love to go out to the country. So we have lovely beaches here as well. Some of them are very busy beaches, but you can go further down. There's beautiful beaches that are a little bit more private, and you just have to ask around. There's some very quaint little towns in Queensland and in New South Wales. So, and it's very much the rainforest area up the north of Queensland, very tropical, even hotter than here in Brisbane.
Wow.
But, yeah, there's some amazing places and rainforest walks and beautiful sanctuaries and retreats you can go to that people have set up. And the Crystal Castle, I'll give you guys a plug because they're wonderful. It was the Dalai Lama's birthday they celebrated for, I think it was the second year they celebrated it there. And we had the Gyoto Tibetan monks come and to activate the peace stupa, which they have, to send a lot of healing around the world and into the universe. And it was just a beautiful ceremony. And they have this Buddha walk and a rainforest walk, and they've set the gardens up with these huge monoliths of crystals. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful place, and the Lotus Cafe. And it's just a wonderful place for families or people to go and trek through and just connect in with nature and feel the energy there. You know, Australia is very vast and beautiful. It's so varied. So it's a great place to visit. And don't worry about spiders and snakes and all those things. You know, they kind of mind their own business too. So,
well, doesn't every place have spiders and snakes?
Is there...
I think everybody has, exactly. So,
I know, but you hear people frightened of how big our crocs are and the poisonous snakes and poisonous spiders, but I think that's just about everywhere. You know, we're all pretty civilized here, all the crawlers and the two-legged, the four-legged.
What, now, how long have you lived there? Because you're originally from Montreal.
Yes, I was born in Montreal. I grew up on the tip of Lake Huron, on the Great Lakes, and my dad came out to start production over here for a chemical company of all things. And I remember lecturing him quite often going, do you know what those carbofluoroiron's are doing? Fluorons are doing? And he said, yes, I know. But he actually was on the team when they first brought out the bean bag. Because he used
really?
To make styrofoam and things. Yeah, so that was my dad. Sadly, he did pass away in 1995. But my parents came out here to do that, and I just knew I had to stay, and I've been here a long time now.
Very good.
I was a teenager, but, yeah, I'm not giving away my age.
No, well, I think we all hold nicely at 29, so that's fine. I'm good with that. Well,
so I came here a couple of years ago, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, one or two. And so, Mary Lou, for everybody who's listening, you and I have been, I always say the 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon. I don't know why I say that. It's kind of like I have Tourette's and I have to say that before giving everybody the how do I know you. We became friends on Facebook ages ago, and I don't know who by or through. All I know is that I'm grateful to whoever. Do you know?
Yes, me too. And I'm trying to say, because I thought about that myself this morning going, how did we meet? And I thought, I don't know, but it doesn't really matter because it's just great that we're connected.
I know.
So, and you know, so, I just think you're a wonderful person.
Oh, bless your heart. Your check's in the mail, so there we go.
Yeah, I just remember I get drawn to people's pictures and pages sometimes, and it's how I met one girl. Oh, someone send me a message. I met one girl online. Hello, Lou. I know you'll be listening at some point. And I just, she was going through something, and I just felt to send some love and some healing and a message for her. And that's how I quite often connect with some of the beautiful friends I have on Facebook. So that's probably more my Waven Starfire page. My Mary Lou page I focus on for the music industry that I've been in for many years. I think my first professional gig was with the NBL, with the Brisbane Bullets here. And then we had a 10-piece band, and we used to perform at all the home games. So it was a great start to my singing career. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because you have
sure.
So much that you do, and I want to talk about that. I want to talk about, and we've only got an hour tonight, so it's like we're going to have you back. But I want to talk about your singing.
Okay.
I want to talk about your writing. I want to talk about your holistic healing. I want to talk about your work as a massage therapist, all of that. But I love the fact that you started out with, you know, the 17-piece band at the sports arena there. Okay. And then, so what was your style, or what is your style of singing? Do you have a particular genre that appeals to you more than others?
You know, I love all types of music, but what would I say? I really love rhythm and blues, but I love the more soul type music. So my influence would have been people like Michael Jackson and the real jazz, funk, fusion-type music, so Lee Ritner, Larry Carlton, all the LA guys that are just wonderful, wonderful musicians. And I love contemporary music, or more the countryside, so I've been very influenced by people like Bonnie Raitt. When Shania Twain was in style, people say I sound like her. I love Mariah Carey when she first came out. There's so many artists that just move me. It's what moves me. And when I sing, I like to bring music that makes people connect to it through their heart, that wants to make them get up and dance, sing along, and just have fun, just be in that moment. It's such a powerful gift, music, and singing and playing an instrument. It's what our spirit and our soul needs to do. It needs to dance. It needs to express itself. And music is such a healing and powerful gift. It brings people to places where they feel validated in their feelings when they hear certain lyrics, or if it's a mood where they need to be calmer or more excited, you know, and are passionate about things that might drive them to be more creative, whatever it is that inspires them. And I did jazz in Tokyo. I was very blessed to have that opportunity.
Wow.
I worked with some of their best musicians in 2006. I went over. And I loved it. I just sort of was drawn into it, and I didn't realize that I could sing such jazz. And I did things like Sarah Vaughan and artists and Diana Krall, and I just love it.
Now, do
I don't
speak
eat
Japanese?
And sleep any particular genre. I did learn a little bit of Japanese when I was there, and because you do, it's much easier to adapt a language when you're actually needing to use it all the time in conversation. But once you get back to Australia, it's g'day, mate, how you going? You know, you're just back to being who you are. I when I first came to Australia, some of my school friends used to get me to say some of their words, and they would just roar with laughter because of my Canadian accent. And I go, why are you guys laughing at me? What's so funny? You know? I don't even think I sound as Canadian as I did. But, they used to say things like beauty, mate, and g'day, and get on ya, and fair dinkum. And I can probably say it better now, but I'd be going like fair dinkum. And it would just crack them up. because I just think it would just sound so foreign to them. But anyway, whatever amuses.
So how long did it take for you to get a Brisbane accent?
A Brisbane accent. Ooh.
You know, because you came from Montreal, for a while.
I was only five when I left Montreal. So I used to speak a little French. I used to like answering the phone in my grandmother's house. Hello? Maman, s'il vous plaît. And I'd go and get them. But mostly we spoke English, sadly. It's my stepmom. She's like my mum, really. I don't know my natural mother. She's Scottish. So there's Celtic background as well. But, we kind of stuck to the English. I used to be able to understand when she'd speak in German or Austrian. But she tried to teach me, and she'd just shake her head. I was obviously wanting to do other things. But now I regret that a bit. I think having a language is a wonderful thing.
So
but at the moment, I'm trying to learn some Spanish.
I might even have a CD at some point I can find and send your way. So remind me of that.
Lovely. Yes. That would be great.
Are you still singing today, or is that something that you've kind of put on the back burner for the time being?
I have been putting it on the back burner because I wanted to build up my business, my healing clinic, and because I've been writing. And this is the thing, I had to try and make a choice between either having a singing career or going the healing path. And I do write lyrics, but I tend to write passages. It just comes through me. My first book, I think, I sat there and started to write because I get inspired by things, or even music sometimes, and that's it. I sit down and I feel to write, and I thought I had been sitting there for an hour, hour and a half, and I should make a cup of tea. I need a break. And it was like 4 or 5 hours later, I was just in the zone. I was gone, and it just comes out. It just flows. I just keep writing and writing, and that's my gift, and I love writing and sharing things and helping to uplift people and give them that faith and that hope, because we need that. We need to believe in ourselves, and so that's why I wrote my first book. I've written another one too, and in the proceeds of writing a third book, which will be more focused on relationships between people.
Now, I know we didn't talk about this before, but do you possibly have a passage or a section of your book that you might be able to share with us today?
Yeah, absolutely. I was busy last night, Garrett.
There we go.
I didn't get to bed till a bit late. I'm trying to put things up on from Word, so I have a little list ready just in case you ask me questions, because we're winging it today. And as a matter of fact, where did I put that one? I'll tell you what started my day, though.
Oh, yeah.
I received a lovely email from a fellow that's done these cards called crystal activations. And they're sort of like, they look like the flower of life a bit, but it's almost like a fractal sort of picture. And they're beautiful colors. And the one I received today was sky and water, which I only just noticed now. And it's the number 6, which is the day of my birth. And the card I got was Bless. And it says, blessing each moment, giving the gift of who I am. I am holy. And here we are today. I just love things like that. I think that's such a beautiful message for the day from the beings, from the Creator, to say, well, just be who you are. And I love to share that love. So let me just find...
And while you're looking for that, I want to tell you, I'm really impressed by your, I think it's your occupation or your location. It says, wherever I am needed by the Creator.
That's right. And that is how I have literally lived my life. Because wherever you go, that's where our light is needed. And there are some parts in every place where that energy is quite heavy or intense and people feel quite lost. And needing and seeking answers. Sometimes there's a lot of fear-based and that sort of angry energy there. And, you know, that's why I love...
Mm-hmm. Mary Lou, I think we might have lost you a little bit here. Well, let's do this. I think we might have lost Mary Lou for just a second, so let's go to...
I can hear you.
There we go. Okay, Mary Lou, you're back.
There we go. Yep, I'm back. It's just where I'm sitting for that, to get the right connectivity here. It's like when a hawk, you're in a quiet place, say out, you know, in Utah, Colorado, and those big hills there, and you're just in awe of the silence of that nature. And then a hawk comes along and it just pierces the sound with its cry. It makes you become very aware, and I think that's sometimes what those big cracks of lightning do. And it breaks that intensity that's been building in the heat. So, you know, the elements are wonderful things that we have. Maybe I could read The Good Red Road that I wrote. Would that be
yes.
okay?
That would be wonderful. And by the way, after you read that, we have a caller, it looks like from Colorado, so we'll be taking a listener call in just a second, too. So, caller out of the 303 area code, I see you, so hang tight. And Mary Lou, go ahead, please.
Okay. Where are they going? I'm looking. You know, tell me it's still here. Okay. I think somehow. Nope, I didn't put that one. I know I sent it to you. That's right. I sent it to you in your messenger. I'll have to find it. But that's okay, because I can find it in a second. So, give me 1 second.
Well, while you're looking, let me welcome the caller. Well, I go to the caller first.
Sure.
And say, Colorado, you're on the air with Mary Lou. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good.
Good. What's your name, my dear?
Randy.
Hi, Randy. What's going on for you tonight?
Are you doing readings?
Mary Lou, do you want to do any type of reading?
Okay, I'll just tune in.
Randy,
but
go ahead.
Give me 1 second while I'm drinking.
Sure.
What is it you're wanting to ask, Randy?
Just about my career.
Your career. Okay. At the moment, I'm feeling that there is... I need to tune into this. Hang on. It feels like there's a lot of changes happening and there's a little bit of unrest in where you're working at the moment or what's around. It's like I feel like there might be some restrictions or limitations at the moment. But you have to remember that when we create, it's what we create from within. So if you're wanting to bring something into your future or make changes, we have to be here in this present time. This is one of the things I've written about in my book, is quite often we've been given, there are very good teachings and things that our parents and families instill within us, but when we get out into the world, because we have had such a limbic brain that we go on survival instincts, if you like, we listen to the things that we were taught. So sometimes in our actions, those things that were impressed upon us when we were younger sometimes sets that mode of that this is how the world is and this is what's going to happen. And we put too much sometimes in our expectations of what can be and on outcomes. So sometimes when we are coming from those patterns we've developed in the past or we're trying to jump ahead to the future, we can get a little lost. We can feel a little bit fearful of change. I'm not saying you're fearful, but we can. It's about being here more in the present moment, because what your thoughts and your energy are focused on, that intense energy and passion you want to put into what you love, it's about knowing what you love. It's what brings that joy to you, what makes your heart sing, what makes your soul want to dance. And if it's in your career, we all have chosen paths that we're given. And some of those paths are very tough, but some of us have chosen to do this in this life, to be like a catalyst for change, to maybe not learn to listen so much to the external conversations or chatter that goes on, to learn to come within and to sit quiet and listen to what your soul is yearning and is asking you to say, well, what makes you happy? What kind of environment do you want to create to do the work that you want to do? You have to have that passion and that belief in yourself for us to be able to find our career, our relationships, all those things always come back to the self. It's how we perceive things to be. And by being more centered and grounded in the moment, by making clear choices for ourselves as to what makes us feel good about ourselves, what makes us happy, we'll start to bring those things into our circle that we're creating, our energy for what we are starting to bring into our lives. To be able to send those thoughts, the universe will deliver it back. It will mirror back the experiences we keep putting that time and that energy and that focus and those emotions into. So whatever it is you're investing in, be clear about what it is you want to bring to it and what you would like to receive back from it. It's a collaboration. So are you is this something, you're part of a team where you are, Randy?
I have two different things that I'm doing. I have two different careers that I'm doing. So one of them, I'm a social worker, and the other one is I'm a life coach. So
okay,
Life coach is what I love, and the social work is not really what I love.
Yeah.
So,
but one brings more money than the other.
Right now, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the other one can bring money. It's just that it's not right now.
Yeah, it's where your passion is. And that's the thing. This whole year has been about making us look very deep within ourselves as to what really makes us happy. What do we want to be part of? What do we want to invest our time, our energy, our love into? Because that will bring the greatest reward. The things that we love doing, that we want to get out of bed and jump into it, where we feel that reward of knowing that maybe you have helped with your knowledge and your passion to bring hope to another person, to give them that step forward. Sometimes all people need it is validation. And life coach work is becoming, such a greater field now. So many people are searching for answers. And with the changes that are happening on the earth at the moment, we've come into a time of great polarity where we're almost being forced to choose. We're being shown and made very aware of the choices we need to make. So we can walk through a path of fear and doubt and we can suffer, or we can walk down a path where there is love and there's from love we create. And with abundance in our lives, whether it's a monetary thing or shelter, whatever it is we're needing, that really depends on where you have your set point. Because I found that in my own life, I used to have things like, money doesn't grow on trees, you'd get told, or, you have to go out and work for a living if you want anything in life, and everything's hard and you have to work for it. And granted, we do have to put responsible action and hard work into what we do if we want it to grow. We have to nurture that. But if you have a set point where you think you're limited in how much you can create or what your own self-value is that you place on yourself, you have to maybe find out what it was, what belief you had there to make it. Because sometimes we'll get to a point of being so close to being successful And then this thing kicks in, this trigger or this knee-jerk reaction. And it's like, ooh, you know, this can get big. And we can become overwhelmed by that. And sometimes that's because of those thoughts and those patterns we've bought into, we've believed for so long, that it almost navigates our direction before we have a chance to think.
Could I just ask you one question? Could I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
I was writing a workshop with somebody, and we spent a long time together. And then she just kind of fizzled out. She didn't
hold
like.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. It's really bothering me, and
okay.
I had a dream about it the other day. It's still bothering me after a while. I haven't talked to her.
That's okay. Well, I had something similar happen to me once, but you know, it's not actually about you. Sometimes when somebody has those gifts and abilities, and you have that passion and excitement, and you believe in what you're doing, this is where the other person may feel a bit challenged, or they may feel that they're doing all the work. You know, it's the me versus you syndrome that people can get into as to, well, I don't like that. You know, I want this credit. So we don't know the reasons why people do things, but sometimes it's just they feel they need to do it on their own. They want their own validation and to be accredited for what they do. And sometimes, you know, they might get a bit scared of what can actually come from that if it gets really big, because then you have to be accountable for those things. So I think I wouldn't worry too much. I think you care and you worry about a lot of because you're such a sensitive soul and you have such a heart for your work, you are so passionate in helping people. I just think come back and use that sacred breath. Come back and sit quiet and ask the Creator, ask your ancestors or your beings of light, whoever it is you resonate with, to guide you along as to what direction you need to go. I mean, you've already told me you love life coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the qualifications to do that, follow that. When you believe so much in yourself and your work, those doors will open. We're the only ones that really put limitations on to what we bring into the world. Our mind can limit us. And if we get those feelings of doubt,
that's a big problem.
You can say, you just say, desist, enough. Because when you do that often enough, your mind will start to act accordingly. The ego has been in control for such a long time. You know, it likes having, because when we look outside ourselves and we pull certain things out of the, oh, I like that, and oh, I like that way of doing things. And so we create this personality and this image of ourselves. But at the end of the day, who we truly are is that beautiful spark of light that is in creation. It's what is in every living spirit and all parts of creation that we're connected to. And for that spark to ignite the flame within your soul and in your heart, it can only grow if you keep believing in the gifts and the talents that you were given. We all have been given beautiful gifts.
Think that it would be helpful to have like a partner or somebody with me, and then I'm being told that I'm not supposed to have a partner. I'm supposed to do this on my own, but I really want a partner. I really want someone.
Okay.
I think,
just set it up how you think it would like to be. And it's about discernment. It's about knowing who has that same vision and that same intention with that integrity that you would like to bring to the work. So sometimes we need to start off maybe in a partnership, but it can get tricky. But if you want assistance, there's many avenues out there to actually help you get started. And it's just being guided and finding the right tools and the right liaisons, if you like. There's so much out there. There really is. And I have a plethora of information just for myself that poor Garrett's trying to get through today. But you know, you have to trust in you, because I really feel that's where your heart is. Social work, you sometimes have to go into government sort of democracies and, you know, with civil rights and all those things, and you do have to with life coaching. But I think in life coaching, you're really helping somebody along in their journey as well. Not in all things we do, even in social work. But I think that's where your heart wants to be able to express itself and to guide those people.
And, yeah.
You know, you just have to set up maybe little workshops or do little talks, seminars or little festivals. They have spirit mornings, you know, where you have a group of ladies that do teas. And, you know, start a little a coffee break morning where you can all get together and, you know, talk about what you do and give out your cards and, you know, share that knowledge. That's what this is about. It's telling your story, creating your dream and living it. And we can't live it when it's always in our head. You know, we have to come back into this heart space now. We do. And I know you have. Just be brave and be cool. And, you know, follow your heart. Because you have no idea just how wonderful things can be when the right door is open, when you're actually following what you're meant to do in this life. And you have to trust that. And you love what you do. So just, you know, one step at a time. Just put yourself out there a little bit. You know, wherever you're living, look around you and see what's there where you can connect with people in the community, or you can bring that knowledge or that service or get yourself out there. It's how to do it, you know. Start off small and just watch when people go, oh, gee, life coaching, that sounds interesting. What do you do there? And, oh, I have a friend that might come and see you. You don't know how it's going to grow unless you try.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Randy.
Thank you so much.
So I wish you all the best, Randy. I wish you all the best with that. Much
you
love
too.
And blessings.
And to you too.
Lovely.
Thanks, Randy.
You.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And if you...
Hi.
Randy, if you want to go and send Mary Lou a message later, her email is actually on the show page, so you're welcome to email her later at earthtouchholistichealing@gmail.com. That's a mouthful. So just actually copy and paste it from the show page. And you can get there right quick. And that was a perfect call.
Yeah.
That's a perfect segue into a lot of the other work and services that you are currently involved in. So, and you know, we've talked a little bit about the singing, we've talked a little bit about the writing, and if you have a passage, I'd love for you to read it, but also then share, you know, your holistic healing and a lot of the other things that you're involved in. Can you do that for us, Mary Lou?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I won't worry about the good red road, right? The good red road's gone off on another tangent somewhere. Okay. Let me just see. I might read the one I think I said to you about the fragile one, because I think a lot of people at the moment are really don't tell me that wasn't the one I put up either. No, I sent them to you. Okay, I'll read the Tree of Dreams. That sort of says similar things.
I love that.
Okay. I wrote this in 1994, and I have a very beautiful picture of a great big, gigantic mammoth tree, because they are so rooted in the earth. And, you know, through the big changes we've had on the earth since the late 80s when the harmonic convergence came through and all the planets were aligned, there's been great shifts of energy coming through to help us slowly awaken and to shift in our consciousness. So as I was saying before, there's a polarity that's happening at the moment, and it's really making us look at the internal part of ourself, where we need to embrace both the shadow side and the light side of ourselves, because they both exist together. Light cannot be without the dark. It's like the yin-yang symbol. And that's what a lot of the Chinese is based on, is the elements and that yin and yang energy as well. So what I wrote about was to stop, because I could feel people sort of pushing, and what we tend to resist and struggle with in life is just embracing life and trusting in it and wanting to dive into it sometimes because of all these patterns we've developed from the thought world, from what's been impressed upon us for a long time and different things, different media. Anyway, it's called Tree of Dreams. I hear you crying in the wind. The tears run down my face like rain. Don't cry anymore. I feel your pain. Let me comfort you a while, shelter you from harm. Small children pushing against the storm. Let me guide you through to the sun. Feel the warmth of her rays. Open those tiny buds within and blossom with the new spring. Come to me, the tree of dreams. Look high up into my branches, stretch to the sky. Feel roots grow beneath you so your feet stay planted firm. Today teaches you to be strong, for tomorrow shows a new way. It's a long way to go to reach that place inside, but that road always leads to the same destination, with patience in divine time. It's as long as it is wide to get to where you're going, that journey that you'll find where there is no more pain, only love is replaced, great richness to gain. I've lost a few friends along the way who gave up hope, their spirit dying. I watched you die as you lived so empty, so twisted in knots, in anguish, lay broken. Quiet murmurs of sadness is all that was spoken. But what makes us survive? What keeps us alive? No matter how low we can feel, that powerful force within pulls us up. It uproots us from these tenacious tentacles that entrap us. So stretch your arms like branches and touch the sky. Reach out and reach up high. Life, our Mother Earth, in all her beauty, we are all part of her as she is part of us. We are all together in this one big heart, the way it's always been, right from the start. Fill yourselves up with the breath of life. Stand tall with the trees. Come to me, the tree of dreams. Find the sap, the sacred nectar within yourself. Leave your doubts and fears behind. Stand tall, reach high, and touch the sun. If you can touch the horizon, you know you are near your journey's search's end. When you arrive at the place where you started and recognize it for the first time. Be the change you want to be. See the change in the world when you live your dream. Dance to every beat your heart makes. Swirl like there is no tomorrow. Let your voice sing clear and with joyful purpose. This place at the end of your rainbow, when all are watching with awe, you'll find the love you've been searching for. You'll see a new beginning like you've never known before. So come with me now. Join me, the tree of dreams, the tree of life. Plan your journey ahead. See it revealed in all its form, like leaves that sparkle through sunbeams painted. The time is now. The hour is here. This is the beginning, the root of all knowing. Allow your love to freely keep flowing. Grow into your magnificence with every season. Color your book. The answers within you. It's all you hold. It's in all you hold. Open your heart, clear your mind, dream the dream, these answers, the visions, your truth, you will find. And that's that one.
What a gifted writer you are.
Thank you. I love to write. And I get inspired by pictures, like I said. There was one today on Facebook that I put up. Someone was talking about knowledge, a good friend of mine, Kevin Majewong. And he put up a post that said, there is no, when you are rooted in the earth, there is no fear of the wind, because we are so connected into the earth. And we quite often feel these winds of change. And that's why the elements are here for us. Everything that we need to heal, our physical body, our etheric bodies, our beautiful aura, the causal bodies, the astral bodies that go off, if you look at chakras, for instance, and the subtle bodies that are beyond the physical body, all those things are here for us to heal through the herbs, through the essential oils from all the plants and the beautiful flowers, from the essences that can be made for that, that helps on a metaphysical, emotional level, which is what I use. We have the Australian bushflower essences here, and, of course, from England, there's always the blackflower essences, and they have with that transition of change that's going on to release pain that they hold in that cellular memory. This is why I love kinesiology, because it actually helps with getting into that cellular memory and into that deep conscious state, and it actually helps to bring things out in the psyche one layer at a time. But the body doesn't tell you what's happening. It knows everything that's occurred, everything you've probably eaten or trauma that you've had in your life, wonderful moment. The body will hold those memories for you. And it's just gently bringing that out to release it and to heal it, to acknowledge it and give thanks and gratitude for the lesson that it has brought us, because it will strengthen us.
And Mary Lou,
you know, we need to be earthed.
It looks like we have another caller. This time, I think it's coming from Malaysia. And so I'm going to welcome the caller. Welcome to the show. You are live with Mary Lou.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Hello. Is it me?
It's you.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
My name is... hi, Mary Lou, hi. I am Mimi.
Hi.
I'm calling from Hong Kong, not Malaysia.
Oh, hi, Mimi from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong.
Welcome.
Yeah, wow, I was there once when I... Hello,
yeah,
I was there once when I came to Australia. I stopped off in Hong Kong. You have amazing markets there. It was a long time ago. In the 70s.
I see. Oh,
yeah.
Wow, I was very small. So, I just tuned in, and I just want to listen to your show and
okay.
see what kind of
Thank
insight
you.
That you can give it to me. Yeah.
Mary Lou, do you have any insight for Mimi?
Oh, for Mimi. Okay. Do you have a little, how can I put this delicately, Mimi? Tell me what you feel, how you see yourself, Mimi. Are you shy?
How I see? Huh?
How do you
see
yourself? Are you a very shy person?
A little bit, not very. You know, when I get to know a person, I will not shy anymore.
Okay. But you like to sort of watch people from a distance a little bit before you decide to approach them or allow them in your life. That's a good way to be, is to be very discerning.
True.
So are you in business, Mimi?
Not really, not at the moment. I'm a kind of self-employed and unemployed because I need to take care of my mom, and actually she's okay, she's 66, but... you know, she twists her back a few months ago, but, you know, she just likes to mess around.
she hurt her back. So she still has a very strong spirit and wants to get up and do everything.
sometimes the body
doesn't catch up with the mind. So I think she keeps you very busy and on your toes. But the thing they need is more of a routine. They need to be, even though they're very independent, sometimes we just have to keep giving them the option or the choice to say, well, you can do it this way, or we can do it this way today, but you need to make a decision. So she can still make decisions for herself, but you give her the option as to just how far you can, you'll allow things, because she's in your care. Yeah,
right.
But I think you need to have sometimes a way of finding a way for your creative escape, just because you're used to being quite independent, and it's a different thing to become a carer for somebody, and it does hold a lot more responsibility, and it does change the dynamics of our time, and. Sometimes I know that with the Australian bushflower essences, we have Ian White is the creator of those and the founder. It's called Alpine Mint Bush, and it actually helps relieve some of that responsibility that the carer goes through, because it can get, you know, it's a big thing to take that on, because you still want to go out and do things. And sometimes it's like having children again, in a sense, where you are limited in your movements because you need to be there at times.
Yeah.
And it restricts you from doing things. So you need to find a time out for you, or a space you can make in your own place, just to say when she may be having a rest, where you can give yourself that time to do something more creative to keep that feminine spark and that creativity happening for you at the moment. Because it can get very mentally exhausting, I think. So do you have something you're interested in?
Actually, she's okay, but, you know, we have a helper here, but, you know, she's not happy, and actually the helper is quite okay, and, she likes to control. My mother is a very strong manipulator and a controller, I can see that, and, of course, you're very, Mary Lou, you are right, Rayon, I'm a very creative person, and, you know, and I just like to do my work, you know, a little bit, you know, to make fun, and then, you know, just to entertain myself. And now, another thing is my romance. It's become a blank paper.
That's okay. This is time to give back to you and to look back into yourself. What I would suggest to you is to actually draw a circle. And within that circle, I want you to write down all the things that will bring you joy and happiness and freedom that you want to feel within yourself. So anything outside of that circle is like invitation only. So you need to write in the four directions. There's your physical needs, you have your intellectual needs, your emotional needs, and your spiritual needs, whatever that is for you in any of those areas. So when we are clear about what it is we want to bring into our sacred space, that's that space that is yours alone, that nobody can enter into unless you allow it. It's about setting up boundaries. And when you are very clear about where your boundaries and your limits are with people in your sacred space, how close you will allow them into your space, I think you'll find that it won't affect you as much, this controlling sort of thing that people need to do to feel, you know, that their life is going okay. Because she's not as free as she wants to be your mother, she perhaps uses her mind to be able to still move things around the way she'd like them. So perhaps that's why she feels more controlling or very set in her ways. But with your romantic life, it's with anything in life, when we want to bring that energy into us, you know, we have a lot of distractions here on the earth, and we have lots of cars to choose from and lots of houses and things to buy and people to meet and interact with, and that's the greatest thing you will ever learn about yourself is through our relationships with other people, and especially in a romantic era. But when you start to truly love yourself and know what you deserve, when you are free and you feel free within yourself and you're doing everything that you are passionate about, all that you love, that's usually when love with the right person that is meant to walk with you will, that's when it can really blossom. When you both see the gift each other has, when you both love and respect the beauty that you have within and you just want to share that love. You know, it's just, you can't wait to talk to that person. You just, you know, you just love what they do and what they bring. And when we get to that point within ourselves, that's when it usually shows up when we least expect it. So if it's blank, it's like give that love back to yourself now in ways that maybe you've thought about doing. So maybe this is your time to create what you want, because it's a lot of things manifesting this year, miracles, even people that we're meant to be with. But at the moment, you have this responsibility that you've accepted into your life. And, of course, she's your mother, family first. And we need to learn more to respect, you know, the gifts of our elders. Sometimes it's about talking about what they learned, and the journeys mm-hmm. they've had, and so much that they have to offer us, which is a little bit about what I wrote in my book. Now, my book's called Let Your True Self Light Up the World, because that's what we can do.
Let your true self light up the world.
And just letting you shine and not being limited by other people's expectations. It's more about not demanding from us, from each other, but more about suggesting and saying a preference where they have to think, look, I know you're doing this, but I would prefer if we could work it this way so that your needs are met. And my needs are met. How does that sound? Where you come into a collaboration together. Otherwise, it's just I'm right, you're wrong, you know, this whole me versus you. And it just goes in circles, and we end up on this merry-go-round that we can never seem to get off.
Sure.
And nobody's happy. So it's being acknowledged and validated in each other person's right to be. And that'll be my second book that'll end up coming out.
Oh,
I don't know. I
good.
Hope that helped you today.
Okay.
Wow.
It's called The Value of the Mirror.
Yes?
Yeah, Mimi.
But I'm still writing that.
We're running short on time, so I'm going to wish
you
a terrific
Tuesday
afternoon.
We're running out of time.
Afternoon.
We are.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
and
you
I'll
so
keep
much,
in touch,
Mimi.
Okay? Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take
care.
Bye,
take care.
Mimi.
Bye.
What a treat, Mary Lou. I mean, we're just getting calls all over the place today. I wish we had more time today because we would have so much more fun. We've got other callers on hold, which we're not going to get to, and I apologize for that, folks. If you are listening, though, and would like to contact Mary Lou, her email is on the show page at earthtouchholistichealing@gmail.com. Just copy and paste. That's a whole lot easier.
Yep.
And she'll be glad to correspond with you or find her on Facebook. Mary Lou, any closing thoughts or ideas that you'd like to share with the listeners today?
I think just be true to yourself. I think we require a lot of honesty within ourselves, a lot of kindness, and a lot of self-nurturing, and really looking at the value, because we all have these beautiful gifts and talents. You know, we have knowledge, which is the deeper spiritual mind, and it becomes more meaningful when we use that knowledge in our actions, in what we bring to the world, in our relationships. But by honoring ourselves and walking a path of peace, you know, if we will ever have peace in this world, it begins within the heart. It's finding that peace and that love within yourself and valuing who you truly are. So try and change the languaging. If you get into a negative space, change your languaging. Turn it around. Take those negative words out. Or tell your mind to desist or to stop and step back a bit and look at it from a different perspective. You know, everything, even if it seems difficult and hard, it's always got love at the base of it, because I think it teaches us where we need to strengthen ourselves and to recognize the strength we have within ourselves. And those challenges do make us stronger. They teach us a lot about ourselves. That's why we're here on the earth, is to experience life. Our emotions, there's such a varied expression of them. And our senses of touch and taste and feeling and seeing and hearing. Just go out in nature, you know, get back into nature and connect, because we are of nature. You look at the blood system in the body, and then you look at the system in the leaves if it's blown up. And our veins are very similar. We need sunlight, we need organic food, and we need water and oxygen to be a living, healthy being. And the earth provides all that for our physical body. And all the beautiful and the beauty in the world, the light you have within you, will help heal all those things and all that pain that you've carried for too long. Don't jump into the future. Be present here now. The future isn't in form yet. It's from the choices you make today. So be of the highest good for yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to each other. Love each other. There's so much beauty here. There really is. It's just time to choose the path you want to walk. And there's lots of people and teachers coming out now more to be able to answer those questions, to help you find that gift and those tools within yourself. Yeah, it's all here. You just have
Mary
to
Mary Lou, you are... a gem. And our time
today. Oh, you are beautiful, Garrett.
Bless your heart. You have made this hour absolutely fly by. We offline, we're going to figure out the next time I can get you back on the show because this has been so much fun.
Oh, I would love to. I'd love to. And there's so much we can talk about. But thank you so much to the listeners and those who've come in. And thank you so much for this amazing opportunity, Garrett. You have opened up a window and a doorway to allow people to come through, to share their story, share their dream, to help people believe that they too have that dream. That is our birthright. And you're just a blessed soul, and I love you dearly. I think you just rock. You just totally rock.
Well, our mutual admiration society is now in session, so there.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just,
well, you have a terrific Tuesday afternoon. Everybody else, here's the roadmap for the rest of the week. Tomorrow night on Tuesday night back in the United States, we have Tarot Jeff. Wednesday night, we have Ginger Button talking about ACN and how you can grow a home-based business right in your very own home. Thursday, we have Raynell Williams. And then Friday for Halloween, we have a very early Friday night dance party with Irish singer joining the show. His name is Alan Yelpy. He just goes by Yelpy, you know, kind of like Madonna or Cher. He goes by Yelpy, and we're going to play his brand-new single, which has not even hit the airwaves yet. It's called Feel It, and that's with a very early start time of 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here in California for 2 hours of the Friday day dance party, and that is Friday on Halloween. Everybody else, have a great day, evening, morning, wherever you're listening, make it a great one, and we will see you live tomorrow.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.